Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how you doing? It's Doctrine. And I'm going to make that as my, like, theme introduction. Every time I walk in the room, I just got to scream it at the top of my lungs. But no, man, today we're going to sit down with Esso. You are on the show one, so you haven't found the right place. Before we get started, I had a couple of announcements for you guys. Some of you guys came to me and asked me why you're getting cut off at the 30-minute mark, and you can't hear anything else after that, but when we upload it to YouTube, you can hear more about it. Blog Talk cuts us off at 30 minutes, but it still records more music, and it still records the rest of the show. So when we upload it to YouTube, you'll be able to finish the rest of it. So we do apologize. It's just we're ministers, man. Sometimes when you get started for the Lord, that's just what happens. You got to stay with it. Secondly, we do have a few people that asked me, but I figured I would tell you. Yes, I did go to the hospital yesterday. Apparently, I caught a virus that got me extremely severely dehydrated, so they had to pump me with a bunch of saline. And so if I don't sound too enthusiastic about this episode, I am. It's just I'm still recovering, so please bear with me. I'm still going to try to crack a bunch of jokes, so I know they ain't funny, but you laugh anyway. I appreciate that. But, yeah, we're going to sit down with somebody named Esso. Now, you should remember him because he was on the show last year on Final Reflect Focus from Orlando Presents Network. And he's with a company called Denoted Poetry Ministries. And if you haven't heard them and you're on my friends list, then there's something wrong because I invited all of y'all. That's the problem with all y'all out there. Y'all pay attention. I always pay attention sometimes. Yeah, pay attention always, but sometimes, right? But, yeah, you should definitely check them out. They're a four-person group right now. They're all individuals, but they're under a company called Denoted Poetry Ministries. It's Esso, Danielle, Sonia Lachey, and Blessing. Yes, the same Blessing that was on my last single, Dewey Namja. So, you guys, I got nothing but good feedback from that, so you can check out more of him through Denoted Poetry. And I guarantee you that this man right here has been through more stuff than a little bit, and still overcame it through the strength of God. So we're going to play one of his songs real quick and get him on the line because I'm not going to keep y'all waiting. We're going to start with a song called Committed, and we will be right back. This is One with Doctrine.
Yeah. Esso. You know, we go through so many things in our lives. And the one person that I can count on is God. That's why I'm committed, and I love it. I love the Lord in more ways than I can count. Even till infinity, I couldn't reach the amount. It's all I think about, cause he brought me out a dark place. Hating me so much, couldn't look at my own face. Cut myself, yeah, I had problems. Tried to solve myself, wouldn't let God solve them. Family fights turn to family feuds. I turned to alcohol, cause I didn't have a clue what good I could do. But me and other folks, God put me to the challenge, cause he knew I wouldn't choke. I needed his hope, I needed his glory, I needed a coach who would be there for me. He won't ignore me, he'll make me greater. Took me from the sidelines as a spectator to the spotlight to speak the truth and nothing but it. Christ in my life, I'm committed and I love him. Christ came in my life and I'm not the same. I washed by the blood and now I'm saved. Christ in my life, I'm committed and I love it. Christ in my life, I'm committed and I love it. I'm a changed man, not the same man I used to be. I gotta thank God for bringing out the best in me. Christ in my life, I'm committed and I love it. Christ in my life, I'm committed and I love it. I've been through the fire, so I already know. Some do this for the glory, some do this for the show. To get kisses, XO, and chill with the groupies. Shutting out God when he's clearly like, choose me. A revelation sometimes to bring our downfall. While we blame it on the devil, take no credit for it at all. It's called free will, no it's not the movie. What we choose in this life is subject to scrutiny. Scrutinized, chastised, wading through the lies. Give the holy water to be baptized. In my eyes, I see the truth. It might scare you, but I worry about it too. If I can carry this burden, be a good Christian. Christ carries the weight, that's a point that we're missing. He's here to set us straight. There's no second guessing. He's riding by my side on the highway to heaven. Christ came in my life and I'm not the same. I washed by the blood and now I'm saved. Christ in my life, I'm committed and I love it. Christ in my life, I'm committed and I love it. I'm a changed man, not the same man I used to be. I gotta thank God for bringing out the best of me. Christ in my life, I'm committed and I love it. Christ in my life, I'm committed and I love it. I'm a changed man, not the same man I used to be. I gotta thank God for bringing out the best of me. He saved me, changed me, yeah, he saved my soul. He molded me, rearranged me, yeah, he made me whole. Cause I was on the wrong road, leaning to a dead end. Didn't care who I hurt, even the ones that I call friends. And the ones I call friends, well, they turn their back on me. I'm working on the future, cause you cannot change your history. I know God's here for me, he's not gonna leave me. Failing with the wrong card, all they did was deceive me. Told me drugs and alcohol would solve all my problems. Talking about the Lord, I didn't wanna be bothered, but I opened up my eyes and now I see the light. I'm never going back for my life, I'm gonna fight. God is my father and I put no one above him. Christ in my life, I'm committed and I love him.
Man, that's nothing but God right there. That was committed by Esso. You know what? I did say he's been through more stuff than a little bit. And if you listen to the lyrics of that song, it just proved what I said. In all honesty, I didn't even listen to these songs yet. I wanted to save them for the show because I wanted to hear them for the first time on the show. And, man, that's nothing but God. I love that song. I think I just found a new favorite song by Esso. But I ain't going to keep you guys waiting any longer because I know y'all been waiting all day. So let's bring the man on. What's up, Esso?
What's up? What's up, man? How's it going?
You know what? I'm healing. The Lord is healing me because he's the healer of healers, man.
Amen. Yeah, I heard you say that you had to go to the hospital. So praying for healing in Jesus' name for you right now, bro.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that, man. I do. So you're the song committed. I wanted to ask you. I mean, obviously, a lot of it was a literal testimony, but can you go into a little more detail on it?
Yeah, absolutely. That was actually the second song that I wrote after I stopped doing secular music. And like you said, it's a testimony. I mean, my family, I had a very dysfunctional family, and actually that's how the Lord actually brought me out, was just writing, because the writing was part of the healing process, talking about the things that I went through. And a lot of times people don't want to be transparent. I mean, people who have suicidal tendencies or may cut themselves, that's something that they hide from people. And a lot of times you'll meet people who have been like that in the past, but they don't want to share because of fear of embarrassment. But I've actually found that sharing that with people has actually been a chance to empower them, that there's more to life and that God can save them from that.
Okay. Man, I've been looking at trying to get more deeper lyrics like you and Brother Minister, but I'm still trying to keep my whole silly melodic flow, so trying to mix it is going to be difficult. But no, I do feel what you're saying, because a lot of people are in fear of embarrassment. I mean, there have been times where I didn't want to admit anything at all because I'm afraid of being judged. And sometimes I do open up about it, and next thing you know, I'm being judged by the same person that told me I could tell them anything. So, I mean,
yeah.
It does
yeah,
happen sometimes, yeah. Man.
Yeah, it does happen. Yes, it does happen. And especially, you know, that's why a lot of people are just fearful about being transparent or just reluctant. But that's something that the Lord dealt with me about, and I've actually been able to help others because, I mean, if I don't share my testimony and if I don't share what God has brought me through, then, you know, how will they know what the Lord has done for me? So I just got to share, man.
Amen to that. Now, that was off your new album. Tell me about your new album, man.
The new album is called God Life Music. The Order. And pretty much the title is a reflection of how I wanted to put things into perspective in my life. When I was focusing on what tracks to put on the album, when I was focusing on after I finished writing and putting everything together, I'm like, what does this album speak? What does it say? And I just wanted it to speak that, you know, God and then everything that's going on in my life, you know, family and everything like that is in that order. And then the music, of course, is important, but it's after that.
Definitely, definitely, man. You sound like a man that definitely has his priorities in order, even to a biblical sense, man. I respect that. I really do. Now tell
Thanks,
me.
Thanks, man. And go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say thanks, and you know, it's just really something that I had to that I really had to work at, and I pray that the album reflects that as well.
Definitely, man. Tell me, I mean, I want everyone to know this because we all have a story. You said that was the second song you written after you stopped doing secular music, right?
Right. Yeah, I used to do secular music, man. You know, back in the day, I actually used to, anybody out there that listens to old school, my favorite group was actually BDP, Boogie Down Productions. And, you know, my whole style was just from my up north roots. Actually, Esso is short for esoteric, which is my original rap name, which I shortened after I started doing the Christian rap. So,
and what does esoteric mean?
Esoteric is like not easily understood. It's like a mystery. So I felt like for me, just the way that I wanted to put my rhymes together, it would be something where there's always a meaning inside of it. So I still have that esoteric flow, but it's for the Lord now and not for the world.
Definitely. I know a lot of artists start for the world and they take their talents, move to Christ, and then use that talent and respect that they gain from people in the world and start changing their lives. So when exactly did you start doing gospel music?
Actually, it's been 6 years now. I rededicated my life to the Lord. And then after that, that's when I prayed about it. And the Lord was like, if you're going to do this music, you're going to do it for me. A lot of people will tell you, you know, that they can't hear from God loud and clear. But, brother, I'll tell you that I did. And it was a journey and a process. But the first song that I actually wrote was More Than Swag, which is a lot of people's favorite song off the album. But More Than Swag was the first song that I wrote. And it was basically, I was just keeping it fun, but I was keeping it real at the same time.
And if you guys don't know More Than Swag, man, you guys can definitely check that through the Noted Poetry. That was the first song I ever heard by him, and we played it last year, if I remember correctly, on the show that we did with him. And you're right, man. Even a lot of people I let hear it. I told a lot of people about it. That's their favorite song, too. And if you guys are going to wait till after the show, then y'all should definitely check out Paradigm Gospel because we promoted it there, too. It's going to be a little bit weighed down because that was one of the first songs I promoted along with Danielle, so it's worth it, though. Definitely check it out.
Well, I appreciate the love, man, on that. And, I mean, it's just the whole message with that is I just wanted it to be like, and at that time, which is funny, but I hadn't really listened to too much Christian rap. So the way that I did the song was just in my own style, inspired by the Holy Spirit. It had, because I hadn't even listened to any Christian rap, so I really didn't know, like, how a specific flow was supposed to go. I just went with it, and that's what happened. More Than Swag, it just came out just like that.
And see, that's why it works. So, I mean, I really don't listen to a lot of Christian rap either. I'm more of like a contemporary R&B person, but I mean, I really don't listen to a lot of Christian rap, but I've noticed that a lot of them, they're speaking Christ and they speak about a whole bunch of other things, but there's only somewhat of a message there half the time. And so you took a secular sound and turned it into gospel. You used the devil's devices against them. So my hat's off to you, man. You did the dang thing.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And you know, just the whole album, it's very diverse as far as style. I have Northern Swag, which, you know, which a lot of people would say is a down south feel, down south beat, you know, hitting hard with the beat and everything. I've got Committed, clearly, that has like kind of a West Coast flavor to it. I also have a song with Danielle on the album that is called Lil Rico. And that's a good track. That's kind of brings back my up north roots on that one.
Okay. So we're going to have you describe every track on this thing. I mean, I know if you can't reach somebody with one track, you're going to reach them with another.
Exactly. And that's what I love about how this project actually came together. There's just something for everyone on there. I mean, even I have a song on there at the end with Blessing, and it's called Goliath, and it has like kind of that, you know, he does beats and everything, so it has kind of that Spanish feel to it as well. So it's very diverse, man, very diverse.
Man, we're going to have to find a way to do another show and play the entire album, man. Sit there for like an hour and have you go over every song in detail, because it's going to be fantastic. So you guys don't know what you're missing out there. If you have not got it, get it. When we upload this interview to YouTube, I'm sharing the link down there on where to buy it. You can buy it, what is it, on iTunes and CD Baby?
Yeah, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com. It's also on Spotify, and it's soon to be on Pandora. I'm working on that now, but it's going to be on Pandora too. But right now, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, all that. So, and CD Baby, of course. You can get the album. And, you know, Denoted Poetry Ministries, we're all around. I mean, we're going to be doing some stuff this summer and everything. And on the website, denotedpoetryministries.com, if they want to book any of the artists, they can go on there. There's more information about me on there as well.
All right, definitely. Well, let's go ahead and jump into another song. How about I Need You More? Can you tell us about that a little bit? Uh-oh. I think we lost them. Oh, well, equipment failure. That's just something, you know what, and I said it before, and I'll say it again, man. When the Lord is involved, the devil's got to stick his foot in it, and it's just, he can't win. He can't have us. He already knows it. So we're just going to jump into the song real quick, and when we get back, hopefully the equipment failure will be perfectly fine again. But this is I Need You by Esoteric. I'm sorry, it ain't Esoteric no more. It's Esso, because he's about the Lord. Amen. Somebody say amen out there. I know you're listening. I need you more.
Lord, I need you more. Lord, you give me rest when I'm weary. I pray every night and day that you hear me. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. I pray that I can see your face. God knows what you're going through, and we still got work to do. God knows what you're going through, and finish his work in you. Dear Lord, I know that you're listening. You sent your son to cover each and every sin. And you ain't have to do that. It's a debt that I owe, there's no way to pay you back. I try every single day and every single way I can to trust in you and be led by your hand. Cause I've been one to fall short of your glory with my words and actions. Tell a different story, acting like you died in vain. No pain, no gain. I need a change, I can't. can't remain the same. I need you more than I ever did before. I need you more than I ever did before. Lord, you give me rest when I'm weary. I pray every night and day that you hear me. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. I pray that I can see your face. God knows what you're going through, and we still got work to do. God knows what you're going through, and finish his work in you. When everything is going bad, worst day that I ever had. When everything is going right, you're the one I thank for my life. I still need you. Sometimes I take you for granted, getting uprooted when I need to stay planted. I know this ain't my home, like I'm from another planet. So much going on in the world, I can't stand it. I can change my life, but not without your help. I need you by my side, can't do it by myself. I need you more than I ever did before. I need you more than I ever did before. Lord, you give me rest when I'm weary. I pray every night and day that you hear me. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. I pray that I can see your face. God knows what you're going through, and we still got work to do. God knows what you're going through, and finish his work in you. When everything is happening bad in my life, you're the one that I can call on. All I need is you. All I need is you. My hope comes from you, God. My soul rests on my bad days. You bring out the best, like Jesus at the wedding, bringing out the best wine. John 15 verse 5, I'm the branch and you're the vine. Dare I speak if I don't speak your word? You give me all your grace and it's more than I deserve. I need you more than I ever did before. I need you more than I ever did before. Lord, you give me rest when I'm weary. I pray every night and day that you hear me. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. I pray that I can see your face. God knows what you're going through, and we still got work to do. God knows what you're going through. He'll finish his work in you.
Okay, I ain't gonna lie. I like that song a little bit better than Committed, man. I love the melody. I love the feel. It's a little more toned back, but it also has a little more of a... you know what? I don't know what it has. It's just good. Get over it. But Esso is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, when it's about the Lord, the devil's got to put his foot in the way, but he can't stop us no matter how much he wants to.
Can't be stopped. Nope. Can't be stopped.
So I was going to ask you for the song, but tell us a little bit more about I Need You More. But if you still want to elaborate, that'd be fantastic.
All right. I Need You More actually was a song that took me 2 years to write. And it's funny because I got the beat to the song, and I started writing to it, and it just, I never did finish it, but at one point in time, I was just kind of going through just like a desperate time in my life, and just the words just started flowing. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, Lord, you give me rest when I'm weary. And I mean, it was just the sincerity, the heart just was just on the page, man. Every single word, it was just like, it wasn't something that I just was like, oh, I'm getting ready to write this. It was something that just came forth, you know? So, and I was, it's something that I just really wanted people to feel, because like a lot of people are like, you know, the struggle is real, but it's like the struggle is real, but our God is the realest. So it's just like, I just wanted to have that feel where it's like, even though if you're weary, you can get that rest as long as you trust in God, you know?
You know, it just dawned on me that I couldn't do that. I have quirks. If I start writing a song, I try to write the entire thing in that session, and then I might come back to it later and revise it, try to make it better. But I mean, does it take a special commitment or a mindset to actually take that long to write one song? Or is it, I mean, like, how do you do it?
It does, because for me, I kept coming back to that song. I kept coming back to that song because it was just something about, it's just something about it. I wanted to finish it. And when I actually did just sit down and just write it, it was like nothing that I would have imagined that I would have wrote. It just came out this with ease. So sometimes you're like, man, I should say this, I should say that. But, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes it's just, if it just flows out, I mean, that's what's best. So I love that, man. I love that. I don't have too many projects like that, but this, with all honesty, was one of them.
Man, so I need to change my mind style for this particular thing. Because I had a song I did years ago called If You're Looking for Love, and it never got released. The verses were perfect, but I just could not sing the chorus, and I'm not going to embarrass myself that much. But I couldn't find someone to sing the chorus, so I came back to it after my first album, and after about 2 years, and I couldn't find anyone, I just said, just forget it. I gave up. Maybe it was a song that the Lord wanted us to practice on or something, but, I mean, sometimes he gives you something, but it's just for that purpose to keep you writing.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes it is, I mean, because a lot of times for me with writing, it's just been therapeutic for me, something that just keeps me connected spiritually, also just writing and just expressing, sort of like how David did in songs.
Okay, definitely. Now, you mentioned earlier, and I wanted to get back to this. You mentioned earlier that you and Denoted Poetry have a lot going on this summer. I know you can't leak everything because you don't want to spoil the surprise, but can you tell us a little bit about what you guys got going on?
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up on Thursday, we're going to be doing the Southeastern Music Conference in Tampa, Florida. And then next weekend, I'm going to be in Kissimmee, Florida, doing a Juneteenth celebration. And then Danielle is going to be in Daytona Beach, Florida, doing a Juneteenth celebration. So, I mean, we're both, you know, part of the same ministry, but we do have our separate, like Danielle has her separate thing, I have my separate thing, but we come together and do ministry events together also.
Yeah, so Denoted Poetry family, you're all together, but you're still individuals in your ministry as well, and you got to go where the Lord leads you.
Exactly, exactly. So those are some of the things that are coming up. I'm planning a concert, just like an outreach, just to make people more aware of bullying and violence. We're going to do a community thing, and that's going to be in August. So, yeah, man, we're just going wherever the Lord leads and wherever the Lord is calling. We're trying to fill the gap there.
Amen to that. So let me ask you this then. I mean, I want to respond. I need to up my game because I have one performance coming up this year. I guess I got to schedule about six more to catch up, right? But no,
well, wherever the Lord leads you. I mean, if the Lord just has you at one place ministering to five people, you know, I mean, that's where you're supposed to be, you know. So, I mean, but I know what you mean, though. But seriously, man, I mean, wherever the Lord takes you, you say, Lord, where you want me to go today? And it's like, boom, there you are.
Amen to that. I mean, you can minister to a million people for the entire duration of your life, but if you save just one person from the damnation of hell and you introduce them to Christ on a serious base, that's just worth it. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely, man. All the time.
Now, exactly when did God Life Music drop? When did you drop that?
God Life Music actually dropped February the 29th. The reason why I picked that date is because it was leap year, and I just love leap year, like how, you know, every 4 years you just have an extra day. And so I just thought, what would make that stand out more in people's mind that, you know, it actually got dropped on leap year on that day. So that's how I did that and everything. So projects like that, they take a while. I mean, people think sometimes that you just drop a CD overnight, that you just started working on it, and you're just like, boom, there it is. But, I mean, it's actually been 2 years in the making, and, you know, I'm very happy with the direction that the Lord has put the project in.
I try to drop at least a mini album every year. My first album took, well, I started in 2012, and I dropped that in 2014. So, yeah, I took 2 years to write it. And so I definitely realized that when the Lord gives it to you, it might take you a little bit longer, but each project you do is going to be better than the last in a whole bunch of different
ways. Exactly. Yeah. Because, I mean, I dropped an EP a few years back, and, you know, this is on a totally different level. I wanted the quality to be there, to be better and up to par. I wanted the lyrics to be better and up to par. And like I said, I'm very happy with where the Lord has taken this project to. And, you know, I encourage people to check it out. You can even sample it when you go on Amazon.com. It actually allows you to sample each track before you buy it.
Okay, which site was that?
Amazon.com.
Is that Amazon? All right.
Yeah,
Amazon.com. I'm going to get that link, and I'm going to put it there then.
Okay, yeah, Amazon.com actually allows you to sample each track before you buy it. So.
And you can buy it individually or just the entire album?
Yeah, absolutely.
See, that's how you do it. A lot of people just say you have to buy the whole album if you just like one song. I'm like, no, I'm all right. I might run into it later.
Yeah.
But okay, here's a question for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if someone's like, man, I'm really feeling that More Than Swag, and I really want that song, I mean, they can go to Amazon.com and get that one song, you know. So it's really great, and I appreciate just, you know, how everything it turned out. And like I said, I can't even stress enough just how the Lord just was involved in this project. It's just like, we had some opposition, some, you know, obstacles and everything like you would have in any project. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, God brought it through.
Amen. So let me ask you this. What do you have planned for the future? I know people already love this album and, you know, a lot more people are getting ready to fall in love with it. But what can we expect next from Esso?
Next from Esso, right now, I'm doing everything live right now. Also, I'm going to have a few collaborations that I'm going to be doing in the summer coming up. And also, you know, I'm going to be getting into doing some more blogs and everything like that, just with things that the Holy Spirit has just inspired me to actually share and talk about, sharing my testimony and sharing things that can actually help other people and inspire them and empower them. So that's what's going to be coming up next. And, you know, right now, just dropped this album this year, so I'm going to be doing some more music videos for that. The next music video, it's going to be the song Get Back Up Again.
Get Back Up Again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you dropped another video. You dropped it, I think, right before your album. I could be wrong about the timing. But which video was that?
That was Eyes on the Prize, which is track number 8 on the album. Eyes on the Prize, yeah, I dropped that right on Martin Luther King Day. And pretty much it's just about how, you know, just keeping your eyes on the prize, and the prize is the upward calling of Christ. And also just a tribute to Dr. King and everything that he did. Also, just, you know, he was a very inspiring person as well.
I agree completely, man. I really do. I mean, just like you mentioned before with Leap Year, that part was different. I mean, I wanted to drop something like on leap year, but I wasn't paying attention. I didn't even know leap year was this year. I'm like, oh well, maybe within the next 10 years.
But Martin Luther King, I really get in. I don't know, just since I was younger, that was something that kind of stuck with me. Because I asked my mom, you know, when I was younger, I was like, why is there just this one day, like, every 4 years? And she's like, that's just the way it is, baby. And so I was like, all right. But I just thought that would just be, you know, just a little something extra right there that would just make it different. But, yeah,
well,
eyes on the prize.
And makes the point.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And Eyes on the Prize, I did want to mention also, it's one of my more hype tracks too, you know, with the hard-hitting beats, because even though I lived in New York for some time, I actually grew up in Atlanta. And so a lot of the culture in Atlanta I was influenced by, which includes the hard-hitting down south beats that a lot of people like.
Yeah. I think, I know I've been in Tennessee for 5 years before I came back home to Pittsburgh, and I think out of the two we just played, I think I Need You More would actually make an impact in my home city down there. I really do.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And, you know, and that's what we want to do as artists is to make that impact.
Amen to that. I mean, a lot of artists I'm not gonna hate on nobody, but they're not really impacting people. They're just sitting there saying a bunch of stuff, which half of it don't even go with the first half of what you said. But when you could actually put together a message to make an impact and make people listen. I mean, I've got favorite songs that I found in 2012, and I'm still learning from them. And it's like, right now, I believe your style of music is going to do the same thing. You buy the album today, ladies and gentlemen, and 5 years from now, you're like, I haven't heard this song in a while. So you play I Need You More, Committed, and it's going to message to you even some more, and it's going to affect you because the Lord can use something you found a million years ago to impact you today.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the kind of impact as artists, and, you know, especially myself, that I want to have, you know, just something that's timeless and something that's classic and something that you can enjoy.
Now, does your music, I know your music ministers to you because it's your music, but I mean, have you ever came into the situation like this? I dropped a song on my first album, Baby Steps, and it still ministers to me today. So, I mean, do you ever run into that situation about your own music? The Lord is definitely blessing other people with it, but he had you write it and put it out there so it can keep blessing you and keep ministering to you.
Yeah, and that's why I say about I Need You More. Definitely, you know, with that song, it's just I listen to it, and it just reminds me of the fact that the Lord gives you rest when you're weary. It just reminds me of that fact, and it's just something that, you know, I can vibe with. So definitely I have some songs on there that minister to me, and Committed always just reminds me of just how the Lord brought me through, and he can bring you through any time.
Definitely. I completely agree, man. See, I told you, ladies and gentlemen, this is a man of God that we're talking to. So, I mean, you got any questions, he's going to give you information in a little bit. But beforehand, we're going to jump into his next song, Nothing But The Best. Now tell us about that song, man, because that is just straight worship right there. Yeah, so are you still with us? Uh-oh, I think he dropped again. Might be the Lord's way of telling us that he ain't supposed to elaborate on the song beforehand. You're just supposed to get the straight impact of it. So we're just going to jump into it, and Lord willing, he will be back on the line to continue his testimony, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nothing But The Best by Esso.
Got with nothing but the best for his children.
no stress and just blessings. Tell me, yes, you with me? Give it all to him and just pray. Gotta give it all to him, and he's gonna make the way. God with nothing but the best for his children. No stress and just blessings. Tell me, yes, you with me? Give it all to him and just pray. Gotta give it all to him, and he's gonna make the way. Time to rise up. It's a new day, same thing, different day. That's what they all say. Devil tried to beat me like a bully in the hallway. I gave my life to Christ, now I'm done with the child's play. It matters how you finish, don't matter how you start. Gotta let your light shine, set yourself apart. If Noah gave up, he'd have never built the ark. Gotta put your trust in God, don't ever lose your heart. Cause if God said it, God's gonna do it. He's got the power, ain't nothing to it. You had many chances and you say that you blew it. No hesitation, like Nike, you just do it. Praise him in the house, praise him in the car. You can put your hands up, no matter where you are. Singing, so fresh, no stress, so blessed. Nothing but the best, got with nothing but the best for his children. No stress and just blessings. Tell me, yes, you with me? Give it all to him and just pray. Gotta give it all to him, and he's gonna make the way. God with nothing but the best for his children. No stress and just blessings. Tell me, yes, you with me? Give it all to him and just pray. Gotta give it all to him, and he's gonna make the way. Alright. No matter what the season, the king paid the ransom, though there's no committing treason. You gotta keep believing, put your faith in action. No more lacking, only Christ can have my passion. The struggle is real, but our God is the realest. Situation's temporary, tell me can you feel this? Burdens can be lifted, yokes can be broken. No more sickness, can I get a witness? God said it, God's gonna do it. He's got the power, ain't nothing to it. You had many chances and you say that you blew it. No hesitation, like Nike, you just do it. Praise them in the house, praise them in the car. You can put your hands up, no matter where you are. Singing, so fresh, no stress, so blessed. Nothing but the best, got with nothing but the best for his children. No stress and just blessings. Tell me, yes, you with me? Give it all to him and just pray. Gotta give it all to him, and he's gonna make the way. God with nothing but the best for his children. No stress and just blessings. Tell me, yes, you with me? Give it all to him and just pray. Gotta give it all to him, and he's gonna make the way.
You know, in all honesty, I like this. I mean, to me, to me, it was more hype for me. I kind of got excited. I'm sitting there grooving in my seat. So, I mean, you know, I'm liking, I'm bouncing around. And right when the song ended, I was about to go, skate! But I didn't want to ruin the song. Man.
You gonna scratch the record on that one?
Nah, man.
Now, nothing but the best, man. I wanted to have a song that was kind of like in the middle, you know, like kind of it's kind of hype, but you know, you can still be a little laid back with it, you know. And I really do like how that one came together. Just pretty much. That's one of my anthem songs. I have anthem songs when I do live performances, just like More Than Swag. I just, because I want the people to get the message, you know, God wants nothing but the best for his children. And then I'm like, no stress and just blessings. And then I ask people and I'm like, tell me, is you with me? You know, and so they're like, you know, they throw their hands up if they with me. So that's just one of those anthem songs that you have that you kind of just bring people together with.
Now, there is one thing that I got to disagree with. I know it's in between hyped and laid back, but if I'm driving jamming today, I don't normally do this because I think people that do this look stupid, but I'll be sitting, I'm going to lean back, one hand on the wheel, bounce up and down, just jamming out while I'm driving.
That's right. This is a do the pimp walk type of a song, man. You know, but
no, we're gonna call it do the Christ walk, man.
Do the Christ walk. I know. I was trying to think of a good word, but definitely, you know, I did want to have something that's fun. But I call this one of my anthem songs. You know, it's just like, tell me if you with me.